Do, 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 do. The Canadian English Dictionary. Over 500 sold. Not many Canadians, I think, eh? Just joking. It's 500,000. And my name's James from England. Welcome. I'm going to help you today learn to use this thing and not this thing. And there's a reason why, and I'm going to tell you why today, because I think it's an important lesson that I don't see people really talk about a lot. They, in classes, and I teach classes, we mention it. And students always come, not always, bad use of word. They usually use an electric dictionary, but I prefer the paper, because today I'm going to teach you how to build your vocabulary using this, something that's a few hundred years old. So let's start off. Know your dictionary. Do you know what your dictionary is? Do you know who your dictionary is or what your dictionary is? I ask you because I'm going to ask you, do you know prescriptive versus descriptive? Most students know the difference, and it's a very important difference for you to know. If you're a native English speaker, this is your dictionary. It's good. It's great. It says things like choral, or of a choir, chorale, slow, stately hymn tune, and you're thinking, well, if you're learning English, what did James just say to me? There's many of these things. Retrench, reduce expenditure, cut. You're like, what? Well, this is because it's prescriptive. Prescriptive. Think of a doctor, you know, the guy who checks your chest, like your heart. He prescribes something to you, right? Gives you something. But he doesn't give you any extra information. He's the doctor, he's the expert. They tell you and you know. Well, if you have a command of the English language or you speak English, of course, you know all the other words they use. Critic, professional judge. I know all of these words. I don't have to learn these words, so it's great. But if you're learning English, and I want to tell you this because a lot of people don't know. You know my name, right? My name is James ESL, right? James. I can't even spell my own name. It's a lie. My name is James ESL. And some of you have said, for sure, what is ESL? That's a funny name, because it's not my name. ESL stands for English as a Second Language. That's what it stands for. Many of your teachers and that use it, and they never tell you what it means. So what it means is James is teaching English as a second language, and that's for you guys. You have French, Hindi, Arabic as first languages, and you want to get another language. What you need is a descriptive dictionary. What does that mean? Well, let me explain something to you. There is a thing that is long. It has a big head, a smile. It has little lines on its body. Its first name starts with M. Its last name starts with E. Do you know who I'm describing? It's Mr. E, right? I described it to you. An ESL dictionary is descriptive, right? So the first thing you should know is your dictionary prescriptive or descriptive? Prescriptive, like a prescription from a doctor, it just tells you this is what the word means. It does not give it gives an explanation, but no diagrams and no definition, okay? Or explanation. Or example, a descriptive one not only tells you what the word is, it gives you an example of its use in speech. It helps you, maybe even a picture to show you. That's more for the ESL. So when you're looking for a paper dictionary, go to your bookstore and ask for a descriptive dictionary because you're studying ESL and they'll give you the perfect dictionary for you, okay? So what are we going to do next? That's the first thing. Know what dictionary you have because this one will help. Now, I will tell you this though. Once you start going from the beginning and intermediate, you need the prescriptive because that's what a fluent native speaker would use and that's what you use. So there's a reason for both. Don't forget that. If you're advanced, get prescriptive. If you're new, get descriptive. Know your dictionary. Next, does your dictionary use phonetic or does it use syllables to tell you how the words sound? Huh? Well, I investigated because I'm like a reporter, like Clark Kent, Superman, and I discovered that not every dictionary is the same. Some use phonetics, and they use the International Phonetic Alphabet. Some of you have studied it in school, right? Where you have those funny little things, or, you know, like the upside down E, I can't even do it. I think it's like, and it means something to you people, okay? But in the international language, you'll use these symbols to show language, right? they use this phonetic alphabet because they know it's international, and people who study languages will also use it. But a lot of English dictionaries just use syllables. They break the word down into number. And what they're looking is for vowel sound, not vowels. Don't make a mistake. I've often done it and told students, I say, you know, when we use syllables, we break it down to units of a word with a vowel. And what I mean to say is with a vowel sound, because sometimes there will be two vowels, but they make a sound. For example, EE or EI can make one sound, okay? And that could be in a vowel unit. So check to see if your dictionary is either phonetic, and that means you're going to need the International Phonetic Alphabet, or syllable-based, which means they will break the word into units with a syllable sound. Easy? Is that understood? Let's move on, okay? So that's something you want to look at, because this will help you build your vocabulary. Because knowing what a word looks like and what it sounds like is very, very different, okay? And this is to help you pronounce the word. Remember, learning vocabulary is know when you see it, know when you hear it, know how to say it, understand what it means. Then you build vocabulary. And this is know what it sounds like. Okay, next. C, what part of speech? Well, what is a word? And I could spell that's Beatty, like Ned Beatty, but that's not what I wanted to write. When you beautify something, it's not the same as beauty. He's a right beauty, she's a beauty, right? They're different words. So we're asking ourselves, what do these words do, right? She's a beauty. So we're looking at an adjective, an adverb. Beautify. Adverbs do a different job than an adjective, right? So the dictionary will tell you how to use it. Remember we said, what does it sound like? First part is, it tells you what it looks like, right? It gives you the word. The next, it tells you what it sounds like. The next, it tells you how to use it, right? That girl is a beauty, or what a beauty she is, versus we need to beautify our house. It's not the same, and you have to know what part of speech to use it, otherwise you'll use it badly, okay? Next, we're going to go over to other possible forms. So other possible forms are, well, let me correct something I made a mistake on. I said it, I made a mistake, because I'm human. I was so busy thinking about the mistake I made with beauty. I said this was an adverb. It's a verb. So I know you guys who love to catch me, you caught me. Ow, ow, bad teacher, all right? It's a verb, all right? So we got noun, verb. Now let's go to other possible forms, okay? Now, what the dictionary will also do to help you is, after it tells you this is a noun or this is a verb, noun, verb, okay? It'll tell you other forms. It might tell you, okay, you could do something slow or slowly, or you can have pant, which is completely different. Pant is and pants, which I'm wearing, but you can't see. You know, I am wearing them, trust me. I'm not doing it in my underwear. E goes naked, I come clothed, okay? So it'll tell you other possible forms that you can use of that word, right? Now, I've given you something to help you with the dictionary, and this is fun. It's a nice short lesson. I'm hoping it's going to be very useful, because even Canadians... I say Canadians, I'm sorry, but a lot of English speakers don't know how to use the dictionary because it's set up in a way they just kind of look for the definition and they don't know that these things are there to help them. There have been words I've looked for where I've said, like, discombobulate, because I don't know it's discombobulate, because I don't understand if it's phonetic or, you know, the symbol, the syllable. I can speak English, really. And I had to learn when I started teaching students, when they say, teacher, why? And I go, well, this is for this, this and that. Oh, golly, it is. This is very helpful stuff, right? But before I go too far, of course, which means away from the subject, I want to give you some tips because this is good. This gives you power, like a superpower. You can use this and go, I can learn words without the use of any other human being. Read, see, and hear. But how about we build? Because that's the nature of this lesson, to build a vocabulary. So let's go over here. Ready? Tips. Tip number one, look up words you hear every day, and then look at the words above and below the word to understand prefixes. This sentence makes no sense whatsoever. But it does, because I'll explain it. What I mean is, every day when you're learning English, you're going to learn a new vocabulary word or whatnot. And what I want you to do is take that word, write it down, then go home, open your paper dictionary, okay, and then look at the word. But look at the word above and below, because I'm going to give you one right now. I'm looking here and it says, I'm looking at implore, and it means beg, which means go, please, 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 please come back to Ingvid and see James, please, I beg you. Okay, so implore. Then I look down and imply, and I look up, it says implicit. And each one, I get the idea that there's something inside, and I realize I am means inside or in. Ooh, that was interesting. So then I start looking down, and there's impossible, importitude, impose, imposter, impotent. I'm not impotent. Maybe the worm, he's soft, but not me. Anyway, well, what I'm saying is, all of these I am words are in here, and I start going, oh my gosh, they all kind of have a similar meaning. It helps me build my vocabulary faster because I learned what's called a prefix. A prefix means pre is before, something in front of a word that gives meaning to the word or adds meaning to the word, right? And that's what we're doing. We're learning it. So it helps me build my vocabulary by learning prefixes. Kind of cool, huh? How about the second one? Let's go to the monitor. He's going to talk again. Ready?
Actually, it's not a monitor. It's Mr. E. You've always wondered what I sound like. And yes, I have a sexy voice. So the next thing you want to do, tip number two, is randomly. Randomly means not in order, just whenever. For two or three, and try to make sentences. What the heck does that mean? Well, Mr. E, that's why I'm here. What Mr. E meant to say was this. Randomly, take, Mr. E, two or three words, okay?
I want to make sure you can see it because I'm running out of room here. So I'm just going to put two or three words and try and make a sentence with it. So I got word, S. See, two mistakes. Are you happy now? Bad, bad James. Okay, look. So look at randomly for two or three words. Just open up the dictionary and you take bloom and then take incentive and then take platinum. As an incentive for my blooming business, I got a platinum card. Oh, he teaches English. That's right, I do. And what I'm saying is you take two or three words randomly, right? And you try and make a sentence with them using the rules you find from the dictionary. Is it a verb? Is it an adjective? Put them in place. That'll help teach you syntax. So here are two ways you can, by yourself, use this book by yourself and work on your English. Learn things that you haven't been taught and improve or, as I said, build your vocabulary. Do you like that? Our little moderator, Mr. E, that voice of his, will be back, right? To help you build your English, vocabulary, syntax, conversation skills. Grammar and whatnot. I like that word. It's my word of the day. Anyway, thanks a lot, Mr. E. Out. Know your dictionary and know yourself and you'll be victorious in every conversation you have. Know only... Shut up with the Sun Tzu already. Okay.